Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. Your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you're listening to the best internet program around. We are based here in Dallas, Texas, but our program goes around the world. Now, we have a guest on the line here, and I'm very excited about this young man. He's a doctor, and we're going to talk.
Hello.
Go ahead.
If you all would, please give us a call at 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. On tonight, we will be talking about the truth of being. We had a call from last week where we were speaking about the truth, and we finished our conversation. So who all do I have in line to speak with? Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Can I get a call to speak to me? Hello, who am I speaking with? I hear some background noises. Okay, well, since I can't get anyone to speak, I would like to thank you all for calling. Our rules on Blog Talk Radio is where we're not rude to each other. We don't use profanity. We share, we listen, and we speak with each other on every subject. No matter what it is, we be kind and we speak. So on tonight, we'll be speaking a little bit about the truth. On last week, we covered the truth. And we had a lady who had a daughter who was 20 years old, who had never had sexual encounter, and she was unaware that her daughter was intimate with men, and she came in and she had a hickey on her neck. And so we talked to her in reference to that, and we was letting her know that it's okay for her daughter to have sexual intercourse because she's an adult. And we wanted her to just protect herself while she was doing that. So is there anybody else on the line that would like to share a story on tonight in reference to the truth and how we encounter the truth in our everyday life? Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Is there anyone here?
Sean, it don't sound like nobody on the line with you.
Oh, okay. Well, you're here. How are you on tonight?
I'm fine.
You're fine. I have another caller. Is my co-host on, Keisha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Keisha. How are you on tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, we were speaking last week about the truth and how the truth can set us free on some different kind of situations. So tonight I wanted to continue that conversation. So did you encounter anything this week where you were faced with the truth and that you would like to share about it? Keisha?
I'm here.
What is it about?
The topic is the truth, except being able to accept the truth when you're faced with it in your everyday life.
I learned it.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Okay, I learned this week that it was better to tell the truth than to tell a lie, because once you tell one lie, you got to keep on telling it. And until you come to the reality that a lie is not something that you need to be telling, and tell the truth at all points, you're not going to accomplish anything.
Okay, can I have my guest turn off your background noises, because we can hear a lot of background noises on the phone. And this is live talk, so if you all would, please put your phones on mute if you're not going to be speaking. Okay, Keisha, I can hear you again. Go ahead and tell me again.
Yeah, I talked to a person this week, and the story he told me was a lie. It was a friend of mine that I had lent some money to this week. He promised me that he would bring it back. But once I talked to him, he just gave me so many different lies all this week. So he's continuing to lie to me. So like I told him, until he learned to tell me the truth, he's never going to accomplish anything. So right now I'm at this point where he's still telling lies.
Okay, so he's still lying to you. So you said you loaned him some money, and it was hard for you to get it back. You still haven't received it?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I have somebody. You have a lot of background noises. I would like for you all to please give us the consideration that this is live blog talk, where we can hear all your background noises. Someone has a TV on, and I really wish you all would put it off so that I wouldn't have to release you from this line. Could you please cut your background noises off? Thank you. Okay, so you said that you let him borrow some money, and he still haven't gave it back. So what have you done in reference to get it back? Have you called and talked to him?
Yeah, I done tried to call and talk to him. I done called him out this week, but, you know, like I said, every time that I speak to him, it's a different lie every time he talks to me. So I just done come to the conclusion that I won't get the money back, and I just realized that he's just not somebody that I will be loaning money to again and never be able to trust again. So he's just out the picture.
Okay, so that's somebody that you're crossing out of your life because you loan them some money. You know that you're not supposed to loan anybody something that you cannot afford to lose. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so
counted as a loss.
Yeah, with that being said, I apologize for your loss, but you're supposed to we all come into different kind of situations where we encounter that you're not supposed. I've learned over the years that you don't loan anybody anything that you can't afford to lose, because people pull shenanigans all the time, and you'll be stuck trying to get your money back, and they'll be going on with their business, and you'll be, you know, in the dark, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And I apologize that you need to go through that. And I know a lot of us have been encountered situations where people are not honest, and they won't even answer the phone. When you called him, did he answer the phone when you first called?
When I first spoke to him, he talked to me. Like the second day, he talked to me. But the last 3 days, he's been avoiding my calls. So, you know, like I said, I just left it alone.
Yeah. You know, all you have to do is pray about it, and you'll get that back, because I know you gave it wholeheartedly, right?
Yeah, I did, because I thought maybe, you know, I was helping him, but unfortunately I was hindering him, because I come to find out on the conclusion that he only used my money to drink. So he's an alcoholic. So, you know, like I said, I just prayed over there and let go and let God.
Oh, okay. I apologize that you had to go through that. Keisha, given the fact that we all, you know, need our income and stuff like that at school, getting ready to store it back, and you don't want to have to go through those kind of changes, especially when it's your friend and you trust them, you expect them to actually give you your money back that you lend them, but you know, you have to give them 62 and see how that is.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Yeah,
that's something that's terrible. I apologize for that. And what was I gonna say? That's another thing. When you have friends and you trust them, you expect them to give you the things back that you lend them. And I apologize. You know, people. That's another thing. People are not honest nowadays. That's another thing. With truth, there's honesty. And he wasn't even honest enough to even just let you know that he wasn't gonna pay you back your money. I feel that. You encountered a kind of emotional when it comes to people that is in their life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And how do you feel? Like, how do you feel on the inside about it? Like, what are your feelings toward, like, people in general? Like, everybody else that's going to borrow money from you now, how are you going to feel about that?
Nah, I've learned my lesson. You know, that's something that I won't do because he's made me lose a lot of trust. So, you know, before I can do anything like that, I got to learn to trust people again. So right now I'm at the point where I'm just not trusting anyone.
Okay. So you've lost trust in people. You know, you don't have to lose trust in everybody because of one situation that you came to count with, because everybody is not the same. And don't lose something that you can't afford to lose, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Did they help you?
Yeah, they helped me a lot. You know, I know everybody is not the same, you know, but like I said, before I do anything like that again, I will be investigating before I decide to do anything like that again.
You know, in the Bible, it teaches you to be honest. And if you can be, you know, people have to, you know, that comes with being honest, you know. And if you become honest, if you teach your kids and the people around you to be honest, then you won't have to encounter the situations that you came to count with. And, that's not a good thing. Ms. Sharon, do you have anything to tell her about that situation? Ms. Sharon, are you here?
Money, when you living out money, it causes a lot of problems. When you money out,
talking to your phone, Ms. Sharon, because we can't hardly hear you. Talking to your phone?
When you let money out, it causes a problem.
Ms. Sharon, we can't hear you. Maybe you can cut your volume down or go into another room. We can't hear what you're saying. Maybe a fan or something is blowing or something.
Oh.
Yeah. We want to hear what you have to say, so if you could speak into your phone.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you now.
Miss Horn.
Uh-huh, I can hear you now. You can go ahead and tell me.
Miss Horn, do you have anything to say?
No, ma'am. I can hear what you have to say. You can go ahead and tell me now. You said lending out money is a bad thing to do.
It causes a lot of problems. It's a problem.
Yeah, it's a lot of echoing in your background. I apologize for that, Ms. Sharon. But I understand what you're trying to say. I have another guy here with me that would like to share a story about him lending out money as well. He wants to speak with you as well about it, Keisha. Hold on just a second.
Hey, hello, Miss Keisha. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I was just saying, my name is Mike. You know, it's funny to me. Don't let anybody use me. It's not that you. Are you there? It's not that you are.
It's not that you are not a good person. That's, I think he's trying to say it's not that you're not a good person. You know,
people take the time to listen. You're a good person, so don't let do something good for somebody, do it because you want to. Don't think about it, then it's a blessing. You know, just try not to. You give me one time, you don't give me again, you know. It's a blessing. Don't let that destroy you. Hurt the people in your life. Don't let anybody destroy you.
Oh.
Then, you know, you.
Yeah, I understand that. That's I understand that completely. What you're saying, Mike, I agree with you on that. Don't allow that one chance that a person that borrows something from you discourage you. Yeah, I agree with that totally. Is there any other Blog Talk listeners on tonight that would like to give Miss Keisha some words of encouragement? Hello, Blog Talk. Is there anybody else that would like to give Keisha a word of encouragement?
Michelle?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, we didn't hear what Mike had to say. What did Mike have to say?
What I said. Don't let anybody tell you. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you owe somebody some money, do it from the heart. You know what I'm saying? If they give it back, they do. If they don't, fuck them.
No, we don't cuss on Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Mike.
Excuse me, and I apologize. I'm just saying, just be you. You know what I'm saying? God gonna bless you. You know, they gonna come back. All gonna come back to you. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for cussing. But, you know, if you want loan money, if you want whatever you want to do, you know, just be you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody change you. You know, nobody say, "Well, I can't think of it. I know I don't want loan." You know, just be you. You know what I'm saying? One apple don't spoil a whole bunch, man. So just be true. You know, just be you. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful. More careful who you loan the money to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying too loan money, but just be more careful. One person, you know, don't even spoil it, whoever it may be.
That came from Uncle Mike. That came from Uncle Mike, Keisha. Did you hear him? Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Are you here?
Miss Florence, you have anything to say?
Miss Florence, are you here with us on tonight on Blog Talk? Hello, Miss Florence. I love when you give us a call on Street Talk.
I just want to say this, that the Bible says, lend no man your money, nobody. You don't lend or borrow. You know? And give is best if you want to remain friends with people. It's just best to keep your own money to yourself. Unless it's somebody that you know that you can trust and that will bring it back to you. Because that caused a lot of confusion. You know, when you lend people things, they don't bring it back like they say it's gonna bring. They're going to bring it back. And that caused a lot of cases that causes death. You know, because seeing somebody walk up to you and, you got my money, you know. Well, now I don't have it today. Well, you said you had my money. So you said you were going to have it. Okay, well, I don't have it, you know. And then there goes a lot of confusion. You lose friends and everything like that. So it's just best to keep your quarter in your pocket if you don't have nothing else. If you don't have to do without.
There's blood on it. It can get somebody killed.
Yeah, it will. people will pay you over a penny.
Wow, y'all talking about money. I don't think it's the actual money that's causing the problem. It's the people that's standing behind the money that's causing the problem. I don't believe that money causes problems. I believe that
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, the love of money.
People do anything for money.
People do things for money.
This is why in the Bible it says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And that is so true. Because there are people that will, some of your friends, for instance, you pull out the $100 bill, then your friend, this so-called friend, see you with it. Okay, well, they'll go and get some of their friends to come. Hey, well, she got a $100 bill, she got some money. And you go and get that. Well, I set it up, man, where you can go and get on and get it, you know. You know, it's all kind of crooked and things in this world now.
That's
it's
a lot of
people that you cannot trust. It's people that you can't even trust. And God said, trust no man. No man. That's nobody but him. He's the only one that you can trust. You don't have any friends walking around here. You have associates. You know, people that you know. There's no such thing as friends. And I love you, my homie. You my home girl. You my homeboy. No. People will tell you they love you today and hate you tomorrow. And it is written. All of this is in the Bible.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with that. I agree with that, Miss Morris. You have a lot of wisdom when it comes to knowledge about those kind of things. I have another caller, 5834. Would you like to say anything about what Miss Lawrence is speaking on and what Miss Keisha is speaking on about loaning money and how it's the love of money is evil? My caller is 5834. Would you like to say anything? Your phone number is 5834. Would you like to speak with Miss Radio on Blog Talk Radio on tonight? Okay, I guess they would not. Okay, Ms. Lawrence, you can continue because I totally agree with you about the love of money can get you hurt because people in the streets nowadays, the things that people do for money, I totally agree that it's greed and disloyalty and money make people hate you and things of that nature. You can speak more about it, Ms. Lawrence. I love your wisdom.
Yes, that is so true. I mean, because you go out to people like now is the day and time. You don't go in a store and pull out your money with people standing around you, because then they will follow you out of the door. And next thing you know, you're hit in the head or on the sidewalk. You don't know what happened. They will take everything. You know, just like last night, I was looking at the news. But this happened this morning, I think, where this young lady was sitting in her car. And this guy got out of his car, walked to her car, and shot her in the face. Well, I don't know what that was about, because there was the police in his family. He was off duty, but he came to her defense. He shot the man, and he's in critical condition. And, you know, that was a good thing he was there, because this lady would have been dead, because he called the ambulance for her, and she's in Baylor right now. You know, nobody knows anything about what was going on. But this was a young man. And I don't know, they didn't show her picture or anything, how old she was. I don't know if he stopped her there to rob her or do anything. What was his motive? I mean, this is even out driving or just sitting in your car alone. people just walk up and do anything to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, this time has come, and it is written. Everything, people are going to be against people. They're going to fight you, and they're going to shoot and kill you for no apparent reason. Don't even know you.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And it's things, everyday things. People are mean. You try to be nice to them, they are mean. And the weather has a lot to do with it. When it's real, real hot, you know it's time a person to get.
Yeah.
When they are out there. You know, like if you're hot too, and the weather that it's in the circle, in the weather, people are getting real mean and aggressive. It's just like a dog when you see them walking the street and they're slobbering and hot. They want water. You know, can't get you any water. Those dogs will go mad with you walking by them. They'll bite you. You know, and then people always holler, oh, he won't bite. Yeah, this is a friendly dog. He won't bite you for nothing, you know. Okay, well, the dog has teeth, right?
Yes, ma'am.
They have teeth. And then they have their own, they be in their own world.
They
don't know anything. It's still an animal.
See, that's,
and they got
that's
all kind of feet. They've got different instincts. They got different types of instincts. They will bite you and maul you. And they will turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they are very, very vicious. They can be vicious. I don't care. You can raise them from a puppy on up. You can be there and deliver that dog. But he's still a dog.
That's the same way with people, Miss Lois. I totally agree with you on that because I'm the same way. I tell people all the time, if something can't talk to me, I can't trust it. They think that I'm going crazy. I don't get along with animals, period, because if it don't speak English, I don't understand it. So a lot of my friends that I come into camp with, I laugh and tell them, I can't
this phone kicking off.
But we were talking about telling the truth and stuff like that, and money and greed, stuff like that.
Funny,
money and greed, stuff like that will turn the world of people. Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about truth and telling the truth and stuff like that. Yeah, money will cause problems, and money causes problems with people telling the truth and trusting. And money will make people harm you, and money will make people not tell the truth. You know, if a person get money in their hand, they will kill you, they will hurt you. They won't tell you the truth, like Keisha said, that the people will not answer the phone calls for her and all that there. You shared a lot of wisdom, Ms. Florence. I totally agree with you. Is there any other callers on the line that would like to share some stories? My caller is 5834. Who are you? Can you just say hello to me so I can know who you are? Okay, well, I thank you all for calling. We're here every night, every Friday night at 310-982-4126. We talk live about street talk, and I would like to continue the conversation. Ms. Sharon, you made some key points that I like about how people are hateful and stuff like that.
I said I wouldn't like to lend no money. If I'm going to do something like that, I'd rather give it to them because money costs a lot of confusion. I don't like lend money. I will give it to you for our need.
Okay. You said we should practice giving people stuff. I like that, giving people stuff instead of lending it to them, so you don't feel like there's something tied into it.
If they need it and try to give it to them instead of lending it to them. Yes,
go ahead and give it to them. So if you don't have nothing to lend, don't give it.
That's right. Yeah. That way.
it'll keep the problems down. It'll keep the trust. It'll keep you with trust in your friends if you just go ahead and just give it to them instead of them asking can they borrow it.
It'll keep you laughing at the hard for them, yeah. So.
Okay, so that'll let them tell the truth. If you just tell them, hey, I don't want to, you know, Keisha, practice this. That's what I'm supposed to say. Practice this. If you don't have the money to lend, don't lend a person something that you don't have. And if you want them to have it and you see that they need it, just give it to them. That way you don't have to go through the shenanigans, what I call shenanigans. You don't have to go through the shenanigans with them in order to get it back. So you know that you're not going to get it back if you just go ahead and just give it to them. You get what I'm saying?
Sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, but shenanigans that you have to go through. You have to go through a struggle in order for a person to just man. What I call it is manning up. Whether you're a woman or a man, I tell people all the day, all the time, to practice manning and womaning up. Just be honest with yourself, and you know if you don't have the money to give back, or if you know it's a trust issue. That's what causes people to not trust you. It ain't even about money. It's just about people within themselves. People, it don't even have to be money. It can be something as small as somebody coming to borrow some ketchup or somebody just lying to you just on GP. I've seen
that's
people
why it's better
just
better to give.
Just
volunteer
lies.
Better to give than receive.
People volunteer lies to you, and you can't trust people when they just lie to you. And I like that. I like for people to just tell the truth about a lot of stuff instead of just, you know, finish that again, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to all that's start true. Practicing. Anybody that can hear our voice is going to start practicing telling the truth. And that way
well,
you don't have to.
I have a script, and I just like I say, I would rather to give you half of what I have, and that way love will stay in my heart. As far as me lending you something, I don't like to lend money.
You said love, the word love. I like that, Miss Sherry. You brought out the word love. Let's talk about love and trust.
Yeah,
let's talk about love and trust. What do you all find that you can do as far as continuing to love someone if you feel like you can't trust them? How can you love a person that you don't trust?
God is love.
God is love. Okay.
He loves everybody and everyone. Everything that he's made in this world, he loves.
So tell me,
no, nothing, no greater than no one. He loves the rich. He loves the poor. He loves the ones that's lying over in the ditches. He loves them all the same. He loves us all the same.
Miss Lawrence.
And
Miss Lawrence.
Yes, ma'am.
I asked, tell me something. If somebody is listening on the phone, tell me something in your wisdom about trying, how can I love somebody that I cannot trust? Tell me, how can I do that?
Say what now?
How can I love
away from them?
How can I love somebody that I cannot trust?
You love them and
well, see. Well, that means you don't really love them.
Yeah, you can love them. You can love them, but
you love them, but then you don't trust them. And see, that way, in that way, you can't ever. If you can't trust a person, you can't love them.
Okay.
You know,
so if I can trust
I mean, but it's like this. You got to do what God says.
You can love him.
You can love him in your heart. At least you can say you love him. You know, you can say you love him,
but that's
not really
telling,
there.
That's not telling
not
the
there
truth.
Because they cannot return the favor. No, it's not telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all sound like y'all have
you
a lot
can,
of knowledge.
You can lie. You can lie.
No.
You can lie.
I'm not from an older person's standpoint. By me being, listen to me. Hold on, listen to me, you guys. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to Ready Word. I'm asking you all, from my standpoint, how can I be to love a person that I cannot trust? If a person has talked to me and I've been through something with somebody, tell me, how do I begin to love that person again if I've lost all trust in them?
Well, you have to earn that trust back with them. What didn't you? If they can, they have to earn it back.
Okay, so how do you get on that part where you can learn to love somebody that you don't trust? Talk to me, y'all. I need to know. Ready need to know this. This is something Ready wants to know.
They have to prove that back to you. They got a lot to prove to you. Never gonna be fine.
You gotta start out like you did when you first loved him. You gotta start back over, all over.
They have to earn it back to you.
You got to earn his trust.
They have to show you
a trust. And he's got to show it like you're showing it.
Yeah.
He's the one got to show it also.
That person has to trust you. A lot.
He's got to earn it. He's got to earn it. Just like you go on the train, you got to earn that diploma. You got to earn the diploma.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just walk in there and say, well, I want my diploma. You know,
okay.
I said in my lesson last night, I want my diploma today. He's got to earn that.
Okay, what did
and
God?
And you gotta first thing you gotta do, you gotta pray about it.
Okay.
And you get down on your knees together and pray about it. See, that's the only way it can be any kind of trust. A family prays together, stays together.
Okay. I like that. So,
it is such thing as prayer and God, you know. A lot of people don't like to hear it, but this is the reason why we are here. God brought us here.
Uh-huh.
You know, he knew us before we was in our mother's womb. He knew us and what we was going to do and everything else. That's an awesome God.
One thing, you can't serve God and the devil, too.
No.
You can't serve God
and
the
devil. No such thing. But he'll give you a chance to get your life together. He wants to be the only one in your life, because that's why he is a jealous God.
And if he's not trusting,
he's very jealous. Yeah, see, you say you love that person, but then you don't tell God you love him. You got to tell him you love him. You see, now he knows your heart now. He sees all in you.
Yes, I
know. You have to say, God, say, Father, I love you. And really, really mean that. And he will bring that person you're talking back about to you on his knees.
Okay.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. It's prayer and prayer.
Okay.
Prayer and pray about it.
Uh-huh.
Wishing and wanting, that's not going to work. That'll never work. That's how you earn his trust. And if he's for you, God is going to be there for you too.
Okay, so you're saying that I should basically I should go to my Bible, and I should read my Bible about trusting and loving God, and I should get to know God better in order to learn how to love the person that I don't trust. And that's what people should know about loving and trusting other people.
Everything you need to know is in the Bible.
a person that you've lost trust in, you have to actually go and get in back in your Bible and learn how to love yourself and learn how to love
that's
God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got that from what you just said.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. I agree with that.
That's what a lot of people don't want to do. But if that's the way you have to do, if you're very sincere about the whole situation, we got to pray about everything.
Okay.
Life itself.
Okay.
The Bible is written on life. If you notice and you read, everything that's happening right today is in that Bible in a different form. If you ask for understanding, and God will clear it up for you, you'll know what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it is. Because he's already in your heart, Sean. Because he lives in our heart. That's where his temple is, in our heart. And see, and you don't want to be polluting his temple, no kind of way, because he lives in us. And he know you have a beautiful heart, because there's nothing that a person would ask you for that you wouldn't do or can't do if you could.
Yes, ma'am. You're right.
You're a very lovable person.
Yes.
You tell the truth. You keep your word. That's what God's all about.
Yes, ma'am. I learned to tell the truth a long time ago. I practice the truth in my everyday life. I feel like it's no way to live without telling the truth. You have to tell the truth to you. You have to be truthful in order to understand why people are not being truthful to you. You have to be truthful to yourself.
And
you
that's,
have to be truthful
that's
from
right.
God,
but
God,
whatever.
God to tell the truth. God is the truth. Yeah, and I've been
and whatever you got, God done gave you a lot of things.
Yes, ma'am.
You got a beautiful place. You got a beautiful barn. Got nice stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Not asking nobody for nothing.
Yeah, we're gonna
We're not talking about
me on this show. We're talking about people. Yeah, we're not talking about me on this show. We're talking about trust and the truth.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
Yeah, we're not talking about my life. We're talking about trust and the truth.
We're talking about the people with their. You're the people, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're one of them.
Yeah, I'm one of the people. Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah.
See, you call them like you see them.
I appreciate it. I've learned that telling the truth. I've learned that using the truth and telling the truth in our everyday life get us way far than speaking in lies and telling people lies, because once you tell one lie, you have to continue to tell other lies.
You got to keep on telling. And then you're going to forget about that other lie you've been told. They're going to say, well, why are these lies different? Why is this here different? And you said such and such and such and such a thing. And then this here lie is different from this other lie you done told me.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. You have to keep on lying. And see, the thing of is God hates a liar. He hates the liar. You cannot lie to him, because he knows what's what.
Uh-huh.
He knows everything about us, everything.
He do. He knows everything.
You can't lie to him.
You're right. You have to tell God knows the truth about all of us, so we can't hide the truth from him, so we might as well start telling the truth to ourselves.
No, that's right. You might as well go and tell the truth. And sometimes, just like I say, sometimes we got the last situation, the way this world's made up with out here, you got to kill them back. And then ask someone to forgive you for it.
That's when I learned to go back to
the whole system of this world is made up with lies.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Mm-hmm. That's this world. That's this world that we're living in. That's why
the world. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're taught to just live on the earth and not live in the world. What I was thinking about was in Psalms, the 15th chapter and the second verse. It say the one who is walking faultless, practicing what is right, and speaking the truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue. He does nothing bad to his neighbor. And he does not defame his friend. He rejects any who is contemptible, but he honors those who are faithful. He does not go back on his promise even when it is bad for him. He does not lend his money or on interest. And he does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. That's something that I was talking about. You hear me?
Yes, right.
That's in my Bible.
Yes.
That's how I learned to tell.
God never slumbers or sleeps.
Yeah.
He don't ever sleep. He don't slumber.
Mhm. He don't.
He's always awake. Can you imagine a person that's all over? Just think how many millions and millions and millions of miles different states are.
Yeah, you have to.
That
you have to
the same God. The same God is looking at them and us at the same time.
Hello.
Can you imagine?
Excuse me.
Can you imagine that?
Excuse me, ladies. I have my husband here. Want to say speak to you all.
Okay, I would like to hear from him. Where is he at? Hello, husband. How are you? Hello,
how are you
on tonight?
How you doing?
I'm great.
You hear me?
Yes, we're speaking about the truth and on tonight. So go ahead. I would like to hear from you.
I can speak about the truth. Y'all, from what I've been listening to, y'all preparing everybody the same way. Some people go to church and they holler and shout. Monday morning, you don't know they've been in church. But some people live their lives every day in the best way they can, try to live it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
On and on. But it seems that those people that way, people don't like them.
Uh-huh.
They don't like a nice guy. A guy that's the right thing. They don't like them. They like the guys that...
You like the guys that do what? I'm listening.
They like the bad boy.
The bad boy?
The bad boy. They don't like the guy that they believe is doing the right thing and doing all the things that y'all say to. They don't believe in that stuff. If you do see a guy like that, you wouldn't agree.
Mm-hmm. You said it was the bad guy. I have some feedback. I would like for you to cut the background noise off so we can hear what he's saying, please. I'm listening.
I said if you've seen a guy like that, it was straight as the arrow. It was all the things that y'all just got through saying a man or a woman should be. If you seen a like that, you wouldn't believe it.
Why you say that?
Well, because I've heard things of young ladies said, young men said, I don't like him because he's too nice.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, just to put as an example, it's your choices. It's everybody's choices. What you look for, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this. I got a young lady that we didn't start off the best. but I seen something in her that I didn't see in nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my choice to say, you know what, this might not be the best person in the world, but it's who I want. It's what
mm-hmm.
I see. It's what I need. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it don't matter about all that. It's not about that. Then everything else got to come together. She got to come to me. I got to come to her. But it can't not be one way. If I'm doing all the loving and all the begging and all the pleading and you're not doing anything, then I got to check myself.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
I agree.
You know, I got to move myself.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, I got to move on.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to move on, and sometimes it hurts to move on, and sometimes the truth hits you right in your face, and you don't accept the truth when it comes straight to you. You try to go around it, and that's what we're talking about tonight. You try to go around the truth, but you can't go around the truth because the truth is itself, and it's going to stand. Whether you want it to or not, the truth is exactly what it is. The truth is what it is. The truth don't change. The truth is not a lie.
The truth is what your eyes see.
Mm-mm. The truth is exactly what it is. The truth is don't change.
We have 3 minutes left, callers. We have three minutes. We have 3 minutes left on the phone. I totally agree with what you just said. Miss Sharon's husband. I totally agree with what you said on tonight, Miss Sharon's husband.
The hurting that you feel is going to pass. It's not going to stay the same. That hurting going to disappear.
What hurting? The who feel?
In your heart for anybody that you care about and love and.
I'm going to say this again. This show tonight is not a show about me because what y'all are talking about, I'm totally past that. We were talking about the truth on tonight. And believe me, if y'all know me, y'all know that I got a birthday coming up on this coming week. Me and you both, Mama, we have 2 minutes left. Miss Sharon, I appreciate you for calling. We all have 2 minutes left, and I appreciate y'all for calling us on Blog Talk Radio. We have an upcoming event that's coming on October the 25th. I hope you all are in Dallas where that you all can actually come and speak with us. We have something from my sister, my friend, sponsored by Granny's Place at First Free Will Baptist Church. I will give you all more information on it. It's about women's empowerment. I would like for I would like all the callers that's ladies to attend. It's for ladies. I apologize, men, that you all can't come. But we're here every Friday night. Y'all can join us on Blog Talk Radio on Street Talk at 310-982-4126. And I appreciate you all for calling on tonight. And what y'all said, the truth hurts. And, we got a birthday coming up. Happy birthday to you, Miss Sharon. Happy birthday to me. And I appreciate
Africa,
yeah. Okay, thank you, Ms. Florence, and thank you, Ms. Keisha, for coming on. Thank everybody that can hear my voice. I appreciate y'all for calling. Give us a call again next Friday night, 310-982-4126.
And may God be the glory.
And may God be the glory. In Jesus' name, I appreciate y'all for calling. Thanks. Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. And happy birthday.